And coming up, it's Doreen's Jazz New Orleans.
Coming right up. We're getting ready, actually, to go right over to the stage. It's WWOZ-FM New Orleans. Let's take it.
Thank you very much.
Next up, strutting with some barbecue. Then we got a special guest for you, of course.
Love you too, babe.
Thank you.
As you can see by the band, we're really passionate about our food. Don't even try. I love you too. Checking the mail. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna introduce the band. Mr. Ronnell Johnson on the trombone. Tuba Sexy, and you will soon know why. On the sousaphone, Mr. Lawrence Henry Ketchum II. Mr. Paul Kimnitz on the guitar. Mr. Hurley Blanchard on the drums. I'm Doreen Ketchum's at your service. On the clarinet and vocals. Now, next up, we're going to bring in another Ketchum's, Miss Dorian Ketchum's, on the drums. Dorian, take a bow. She's got her own little fan club. And Dorian wants to do three songs. I said, hey, Dorian, you want to do two songs on the Jazz Fest? She said, no. I said, what, one? She said, no, I want to do three. I said, okay, that'll work. So the first one is Hey, Look Me Over. Yeah. in case you're wondering. She's 9. Okay, so she says she wants to do When the Saints Go Marching In. So you know what that means, right? Audience participation time. So if I say, oh, when the saints, you say, no. I say, oh, when the saints, you say, oh, when the saints. If I say, oh, when the saints, you say, go marching in. And then we all sing together, oh, when the saints go marching in. You got that? And then instead of saying, oh, well, I want to be in that number, you say, oh, saints go marching in. You got it? All right, now don't be shy, because if we were shy, you'd be walking around out there. So let me try. Let's try it just once more, all right? Oh, and the saints go marching in. Oh, sweet. Now, did I mention this was being broadcasted live? So check it out, though. Check it out. Usually on these kind of things, y'all screaming your lungs out, but they can't really hear it when it comes out. So you say, I was in the audience, man. And you're like, oh, yeah, there's an audience? No, just kidding. Anyway, I want y'all to yell out like you want to be heard. So keeping that in mind, that it's going all over the world, somebody in Timbuktu could punch up OZ on the radio and hear you. So keeping that in mind, let's try it one more time. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's a festival, y'all. And we got the most gorgeous drummer I ever seen. No offense, Hurley.
Thank you.
his arms to the bone. Well, my mama don't want no drummers playing around here. Mama says that beating hurts her ear. Well, now she don't care what mama says. She in the back, she can't hear mama anywhere. Oh, mama don't want no drummers playing around here.
Yes, indeed. It's WWOZ 90.7, and you're listening to the 2012 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, and you've been listening to Doreen's Jazz New Orleans. Doreen asking the question, can you sing and second line at the same time? I want to know that. Can y'all do that out in the listening audience? Yes, indeed. WWOZ 90.7.
This is another song from our latest CD, quote unquote. And, you know, people think it's a rock song, but it's an old folk song. and it is called House of the Rising Sun.
She sold more
How about another hand for Miss Dorian Ketchum Dixon on the drum? That's the big league. She got her own stool. Next up, we're going to do a tune entitled Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home? Here we go. And we're going to switch personnel a little bit. Well, no, the personnel is going to stay the same, just the instruments are going to change.
Delicious, dear. Good night, dear. After jazz lightning, all he sounded like was this.
Whoop, baby, don't do Lucy, I'm five, you do, boo, boo, you, baby, don't do that, baby, don't do, boo, boo, so please, 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 please,
please, you may have understood that, but Bill's old lady, she didn't understand that. All she knew was that the man who used to say I love you 15 times a day was speaking gibberish. She even asked him, she said, you know, Bill, ever since you went out to that jazz club, you sound like you've taken on drinking. Have you been drinking? Well, she decided she would forgive him if he would just say I love you right now. She said, Bill, you haven't told me in 2 weeks you love me. Tell me you love me right now, and I'll forget the whole thing. Bill looked at her with nothing but love in his eyes. But after being struck by jazz lightning, his words sounded a whole lot like this. Do you know what she said after asking for those three magic words and getting that? She said, get out, pack your things and go. Bill ain't had nothing but his horn and a fine-tooth comb, so he went on. A week went by, no Bill. She started to miss him. She said, you know, I love him, but he's drinking. I can't take it. Well, after 2 weeks, she couldn't stand it. She called him on the phone. She said, Bill, please come home. I'll do the washing, the cooking, paint the rent, shine your shoes, Bill. Whatever it takes, just come on home. Bill said, sounds good to me. Well, do you know, after listening to Bill sing in the shower and sing walking through the halls, she actually started to enjoy it and sing along. Well, people would come from miles around just to hear them sing over morning coffee. Now, it's hard to explain, so we'll do our very best to demonstrate it to you. This is what it sounded like at Bill's house about 6 a.m. over morning coffee, after the fighting and after the lightning. Well, come on home.
I'm gonna
How about a hand for the switcheroo, y'all? Well, I'd like to thank you guys for coming out. Oh my, thank you for participating. From just now and for right now. We're going to do a song that invites you to sing along. Will you do that again? Thank you. That is so beautiful. I'd like to introduce the band again. On a tuba and trombone, Mr. Ronnell Johnson. On a tuba and trombone, Mr. Lawrence Henry Ketchum II. And vocals, by the way. On the guitar, Mr. Paul Kimnitz. On the drums, Mr. Hurley Blanchard. And our other drummer, Miss Dorian Ketchum II, on the drums. Stand up. And I'm Doreen Ketchum, at your service on the clarinet and vocals. This next one is called Mardi Gras Aiko. Now, how many of y'all can say Ena? It's not a dirty word. Ena. That means just like it sounds, hey now. All right? So this is how it goes. I'll say, let me hear you say Ena. You say Ena. I say Ena. You say Ena. I say Aiko, Aiko, one day, and you go like that. You do that? I'll show you your part. You ready? Before we start. Here we go.
Let me hear you sing Ena, Ena. Aiko, Aiko, one day. Jogging on fino, on my day. Jogging on fina day. Let me hear you sing Ena, Ena. Aiko, Aiko, one day. Jogging on fino, on my day. Jogging on fina day. Well, I'm my black boy and your black boy. Sitting by the fire. I'm all black boy to your black boy. Don't set your flag on fire. Shout it out. Jogging on fino on my day. Nice practice, y'all. Johnson.
All right, y'all, how about a hand for Tuba Sexy? And let me hear your voices one more time. Let me hear you sing, Anna, Anna. I go one day. Zangy mo mi no hana de. Zangy mo mi na de. Let me hear you sing, Anna, Anna. I go one day. Zangy mo mi no hana de. Thanks, everybody.
Give it up, y'all.
Oh, yes, indeed. Doreen's Jazz New Orleans. Yes.
Yeah.
Doreen on the clarinet and the voice. Doreen stirring up that kind of sound that you only get here in New Orleans because, you know, a lot of folks want to say that that's a traditional jazz sound. Well, that's a classic jazz sound is what that was. Doreen and Jazz New Orleans.